Curing the Ease Disease. The existence of this place called Ease is one of the most deceptive, diabolical, and devastating lies to come out of the last decadent decade. The pursuit of ease is a deadly, dead end. Why do you want to be abundant? What is your intention? Is your focus primarily on money? In common vernacular, do you simply want to be rich? You know, I've often reflected on a dad sitting in his easy chair on a Saturday morning, vividly visualizing an exotic sports car, just as instructed by popular pundits. His 15-year-old son enters the humble room from the one-car garage and observes his father meditating, eyes closed, determined look on his face, clutching the armrests. What are you doing, Dad? Well, I'm visualizing. Visualizing what? A Ferrari? Are we getting a Ferrari? Yes, I'm visualizing it in our garage as we speak.
In our garage?
Well, the son quickly takes a look out in the garage, and all he sees is the family's 15-year-old Ford Taurus with a Reagan for President bumper sticker. It's not here. You have to give it time to manifest, son. Come here. Let me show you how it's done. The son approaches and sits in an adjacent chair. Close your eyes. They're closed. I want you to visualize a Ferrari in your mind. Can you see it? What does it mean to visualize? Well, use your imagination and play like we already have one. Can you see it? Yeah, I guess so. No guess so. You have to do it with real intent. Okay, I've got it. Well, what color is it? It's red. Would you like to drive it? I don't have a license. Well, you don't need one to drive this Ferrari.
Awesome. Son gets comfortable in his chair.
Climb in. Are you in? Yes. He's getting fully on board with this idea. Now turn the key. Son reaches down and pushes his foot against the leg of the coffee table. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Well, let's go, son. Take her for a spin. They take a little drive around the neighborhood where they see his friends and 16-year-old Emily. They pull back in the driveway. Well, you see, son, if you visualize what you want with enough intention, the abundant universe will manifest it in your life. You absolutely sure about this, Dad? Absolutely. Well, later that morning, Dad's looking for his now delinquent son. The son's only Saturday morning chore is to mow the tiny front lawn, and a quick glance out the window reveals a little more than two passes with a now idle mower resting in the tall grass. Where could he be? Dad muffles under his breath as he turns the corner and enters the son's room. And there we see the son, eyes closed, clutching the armrests of his computer chair, deep in thought. What in the Sam Burber are you doing? Visualizing? Visualizing what? The lawn being mowed. I want you to smile. But in truth, many have suffered what Og describes as the bruises of failure and the wounds of mediocrity. Perhaps there's a bruise on your FICO score or even your ego. Perhaps there's a wound from childhood or a failed relationship, a bad investment, a struggling or failed business or a career path that's just sucked the marrow right out of the bones of your hopes and dreams. Some of these bruises and festering wounds can be very deep and painful. Stressed and often burdened with emotional and financial debt, we can courageously set out on a search for freedom, an opportunity to reverse or mitigate or even eliminate these negative and even destructive experiences and memories and current circumstances. Many of us are so sick and tired of being sick and tired. We just want to be rich enough to get above it all, believing that this will provide the freedom we seek. Well, freedom is a worthy cause. However, vulnerable, eager, and often desperate, we take our journey to freedom only to find ourselves standing at a critical crossroads, a fork in the road. The path to the left is well worn. The path to the right is clearly less traveled. The path to the left is inviting and even enticing, posted with promises of peace and ease and safety and riches. The path to the right is a little less attractive, posted with promises of purpose. The path to the left offers an opportunity to escape and avoid the rigors of life, no more fear and stress and pain and debt and frustration. The path to the right offers an opportunity to engage in life, embrace principles, connect with people, create value, and contribute to the world. Overwhelmed, discouraged, riddled with debt and stressed, the hypnotic songs of those scintillating sirens on the path to the left are inviting. These pervasive purveyors of what we call the millionaire magic doctrine want us to believe that there is a fantasy fairy that will magically manifest our dreams if we will but visualize them with enough intention. First thing in the morning and last thing at night, before we go to bed, and all too often during the productive hours of the day, like a catechism for manifestation. Many dutifully make their dream boards, compose their affirmations, and escape to their mental movies. They vividly focus on what it'll be like when they are rich, when they are living their life free of stress, pain, and frustration, when they have the time freedom and financial freedom they desire. While in these fantasies, they attempt to vividly live in the experience of what it will be like then. They prematurely spend valuable time living in their magnificent career and resplendent homes by the lake or ocean. They spend time driving exotic cars that fill their spacious garages. They spend money from a bank account brimming with cash. They feel the rapture from romantic and fulfilling relationships. They receive honor and glory for astonishing accomplishments. They bask in a life free of debt and stress and challenge. Their vivid experiences are heightened by a very powerful drug called norepinephrine that leaves them feeling euphoric and excited about what will happen when. Physiologically speaking, when they vividly engage in these escape and avoid fantasies, when and then scenarios, their mind creates mental constructs. Those are expectations, concrete conditions for happiness. They may even impulsively go deeper into consumer debt in an attempt to prematurely create these fantasies in tangible reality. Within 24 hours, reality strikes. It always does. They receive a letter or a phone call that exposes the true state of their financial condition. A child or companion pushes their systemic buttons. Late to an important meeting, they step out in the garage only to find their old car with its growing rust spots now inconveniently sporting a flat tire or a dead battery. In defense, their body autonomically, that's more than automatically, autonomically rushes to their aid to protect the expectation as if it were being attacked by a grizzly bear. They feel a lightning bolt of emotions as their sympathetic nervous system releases chronic doses of cortisol. Their amygdala, the fight-or-flight center of the brain, begins to shut down their higher levels of consciousness, centralizing metabolic energy for the impending war. But who's the enemy? Who are they supposed to fight? Is it a raging bear? No, it is simply reality attacking an unrealistic expectation, a concrete condition for happiness. The real casualties of these mental wars are usually those closest to them. You know, this veritable roller coaster of emotions, norepinephrine-driven highs and cortisol-driven lows, is so destructive. When we habitually engage in escape and avoid fantasy, we can become clinically fatigued. The pathology eventually created by chronic releases of cortisol is chronicled in many a medical journal. Temporally, when we choose to turn left, happiness eludes us. We grow increasingly broke and broken and angry. Create a self-centric black hole so dense, so deep, so ugly that it cannot be penetrated by real joy and the light of love. Alarmingly, this experience is all too common for over 95% of those actively seeking financial abundance. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Perhaps you've been told that if you would only visualize your dreams with enough intention and intensity, they would magically and mystically manifest. Perhaps you've even tried this. Did it happen as promised? Or did it just cost you the last of your air? Where's the promise abundance? Why isn't it working? Why does the dream keep evaporating into thin air? Too often I hear in initial coaching sessions, "Why can't I have it? Dave, I can almost touch it. I can almost taste it. Why can't I have it?" These questions are often followed by self-deprecating thoughts such as, "Something must be wrong with me." Or, "This is awful. God must not love me." And falsely believing everyone else is succeeding. The answers to these heartfelt and often heartbreaking questions are simple, but often painful to hear. First, our escape and avoid fantasies are often about avoiding the very action needed to create our dreams. In our pain and frustration, we may have been seeking an easy way, a shortcut. We may want the blessings without obeying the laws upon which the blessings are predicated. We may want the reward without the work. If work is boring and mundane and repetitious, this is certainly understandable. Second, our partner, the power that governs abundance, loves us too much to burden us with that which we are not prepared to handle. It knows that premature financial abundance would crush us, as evidenced by far too many lottery winners. Such a responsibility could put ourselves, our families, our friends, everyone at risk. It would bless few, burden many, and bankrupt most. Now, third, this place called ease, free from stress and pain and frustration, which we can vividly visit in our fantasies, exists only in our mind, and sometimes an undisciplined mind. The hard truth is this. The path to the left is not only mystical and magical, it's mythical. No such place exists on this tangible planet, except in slick brochures, on silver tongues, and in salacious minds. No matter how much we want to believe otherwise, it will never make it so. The existence of this place called ease is one of the most deceptive and diabolical and devastating lies to come out of the last decadent decade. The pursuit of ease is a deadly dead end. It is simply not true. The million-dollar question is this. Is all of that visualization stuff just nonsense? Are we simply kidding ourselves? It is far from nonsense. But the most common application is critically flawed. You do have an awesome ability to visualize, and it is an essential ingredient of intentional creation. But when you use this powerful gift to engage in escape and avoid fantasy and spend valuable time living in a mythical world of imaginary reward, the only thing you're programming is the impossibility of ever arriving at the destination for which you earnestly yearn. Your dreams remain unachievable, expectations without oxygen. What makes this fantasy fairy idea so dangerously seductive is that, like all lethal fictions, there is a kernel of truth to it. There is a power that governs abundance, and when you learn how to partner with it, it does bring about the manifestation of extraordinary things. But the path that leads to that miraculous place is found in the opposite direction from the one described by the millionaire magic school of thought. It requires that we go down the path to the right. The right-hand fork will lead you to a genuine engagement with the force of creation itself, the force that breathes tangible life into your dreams and brings purpose and meaning to your life. Here you will learn how to become an intentional creator and gladly engage in life, embrace principles, connect with people, and create value in your life and the life of everyone you meet. Instead of the counterfeit imaginary satisfaction fueled by norepinephrine, you will strive and receive real abundance and experience lasting joy and peace of mind. Now, prior to hearing this, were your secret dreams and desires more closely associated with escaping and avoiding the rigors of life? You know, having enough money to be above it all? No more debt and bills and pain or frustration, and with the financial and time freedom described? If so, you now know why abundance has eluded you. We invite you to make a course correction. Return to the crossroads and make a new decision with newfound awareness. With awareness comes responsibility and accountability. To become an intentional creator, you will want to grow, and growth will require that you stretch, that you struggle, and shed your old skin. However, growth is always rewarded with a deep sense of accomplishment, a new awakening, and unspeakable joy.